This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program the one and the only, there's only one of them, an amazing guy, incredibly talented, Ted Genoways, the editor at the Virginia Quarterly Review, that's online at vqronline.org. How are you, Ted?
I'm doing okay, Coy. How are you today?
It's good. Good to hear your voice. I'm glad things are going well. Now, we have a new edition of the VQR, which is, I think it's hitting the bookstores as we speak, right?
I hope so, yeah. We just got our boxes into the office at the end of last week, and so they should be making their way out to the stores sometime this week for sure.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I always get lots of emails when you're on, or people emailing saying, when's Ted Genoways coming on again? You got a lot of folks out there who really love what you've done with the Virginia Quarterly Review. They look forward to it. I, of course, am a big fan. And so tell us, without further ado, what we can expect in this new summer issue.
Well, the summer issue is it's just short of a special issue. I felt like the theme was a little bit too slippery to quite call it a special issue, but all of the pieces deal with outsiders and outcasts, and we've called it No Way Home. It started as a group of essays that we were thinking of on refugees, and the idea really emerged after we've been trying to find pieces on Hurricane Katrina and couldn't find anything that we felt strongly about, but got interested in the way that that the people who had been displaced were very insistent that they were not refugees, they were evacuees, and sort of the language of displacement and what that means in terms of defining communities and who is an insider, who's an outsider, and inevitably, anyone who is part of a community sees those on the outside as the outsiders, and the people who are the outsiders see themselves as outcasts, people who were tossed out but really belong in the community or belong on that land. And we got intrigued by that notion enough that the group of essays and stories that we collected grew and grew and grew into this special issue for the summer.
Fantastic. We're talking with Ted Genoways of the Virginia Quarterly Review. You can learn more online at vqronline.org. We're talking about the new summer issue of the VQR, which is will be hitting bookstores this week. So give us an idea of some of the articles and essays that sort of fit under this umbrella.
Sure. Yeah, well, I mentioned Katrina. We did get an essay that we commissioned by Natasha Trethewey that opens the issue. Natasha, for those who don't know, is a poet, won the Pulitzer Prize for a book of hers called Native Guard that is actually about the Gulf Coast. And that book of poems came out just before all the places she was writing about were essentially wiped away. And I wanted to see her write about that experience, so the experience of sort of having your whole personal and cultural history eradicated, and then to wrestle with this question of how you go about rebuilding and remaking a community. And so the essay of hers called The Gulf starts from that point. And Natasha also, I think it's worth noting, is from the Mississippi coast, which was something that we felt had been kind of neglected in all of the discussion. And, I mean, it's justified, of course, that there was so much attention on New Orleans, but almost to the total neglect of the other parts of the Gulf Coast that had been affected. And so we were really pleased to have this essay that focuses on Gulfport and Natasha's long family history there and the history of the hurricanes coming in and of flooding in the region and that sort of thing, but how this is different and how this poses a special challenge to that community, to that region, and how they're pulling themselves back together.
Ted Genoways is the editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review. The summer issue is available this week in bookstores, big and small, chain and local. And keep going. What else is in there?
Well, there's also, I'm going to jump all the way to the back of the issue. There's a great piece by Tom Slay, another poet. I'm really intrigued by what's going on with Tom in general these days. That, you know, he spent the better part of his career as a guy who wrote basically autobiographical poems, very much sort of psychological poems. And at some point not too long ago, Tom said, you know, I think I could put my talents to broader use, and I want to go out into the world, and I want to write about bigger issues, things beyond myself. And he got hooked up with a group that was sending writers over to the Middle East, and Tom spent a good deal of time in Lebanon and in Syria with Palestinian refugees in that area, and specifically spent some time in Qana, the village that was bombed in the summer war in 2006, and looking at how that community is putting itself back together after disaster. And I just think that Tom has done a remarkable job of bringing a poet's empathy to this place that he didn't know before, but he becomes, in a sense, our surrogate as he goes into this place and takes us with him, and we see the human side of this conflict and the incredible bind that everyone in the region is in, where everyone is viewed as an outsider by someone else, and everyone feels themselves cast out of their homeland. And I think that he's done just an amazing job of showing how difficult it is to try to find a solution, but at the same time, just how essential it is to not let things remain as they are.
Ted Genoways, the editor at the Virginia Quarterly Review, is our guest. The new issue, the summer issue, hits the bookstores this week. And before you go on as a sidebar here, I just want to say, I think you, as somebody who's a fan of the magazine that you edit, I just want to take a moment for the folks who really aren't familiar with it and don't read it as regularly as I do. I think you have a great talent for sort of recognizing work and creating, helping to create, as the editor, helping to create work that you can really pick it up anywhere, open that magazine anywhere in there, and you're just grabbed instantly by very engaging, interesting articles that really span the globe.
That's great to hear, first of all. And that's absolutely the goal. What we've really tried to do is bring all of the craft and the everything that literature has to offer in storytelling to this sort of journalistic world of the day-to-day troubles of the global community. And the idea is that, you know, if you want to get somebody to care about some place like, as I was just mentioning, like Lebanon, or if you want them to care about Bulgaria or care about South Africa, that you've got to tell them a compelling story. And that means telling them about people's lives, portraying them in a way that we can recognize and sympathize with their lives. And that very often is best done by people who are trained primarily as writers, but then get thrust out into the world of trying to wed, as I said before, all the best of literature with the best of what journalism has to offer, that immediacy of journalism.
And like great literature, the stories in the Virginia Quarterly Review, and I don't want this to sound like a commercial too much, and we'll move on in just a second, but like great literature, those stories in there, really, you're there. I mean, you're there on the scene. And I was thinking, as you're talking, you know, I just finished rereading Wise Blood by Flannery O'Connor.
Right.
Not one of my favorites. I prefer her short stories, but I enjoy it, of course, and I go back to it every few years and reread it. And then I've been reading some Richard Wright recently, and this amazing ability to just take you to a place in time, and you're there. I mean, you're standing on the street corner with Hayes Motes. I mean, you are there, and you can feel it, and you can see the crowd, and you can see what they're wearing, and those stories in the VQR are just like that, and yet, unlike like the literature, it, like you say, it really is the big issues of the day. I mean, you are there in Lebanon, you are there in Mississippi during the hurricane, and
well, and I think, you know, it's funny that people tend to think of what we're doing as this new thing, but I think that all of us here think of it as something of a throwback. I mean, you mentioned somebody like Richard Wright, who really got his start doing this kind of writing for the Federal Writers Project and being out in the world reporting and writing for a very immediate audience. And it was very much expected that, you know, you've got somebody like, you know, Hemingway, who was off to any conflict zone, and you know, Auden thought nothing of going to Spain for the Spanish Civil War and so on, that there used to be a time when literature did not see itself at all as being disconnected from the news of the day. In fact, the whole goal was to see how do we take what's happening now and crystallize it to the point that it becomes lasting, it becomes timeless. And that's really where we're trying to take literature back to give it, to take the timely and to make it timeless.
It's a fascinating point that the greatest writers of the past have recognized it as almost a responsibility that you have to take a moment to report on the great issues of the day and engage yourself with the magazines and the newspapers, and we would say today the websites. And
right.
Do you think we see less of that today only because people are less literate? Let's be honest.
I think it has more to do with a separation between the sort of creative writing community, what's seen as the literary community, and the more journalistic community. Though it used to be that journalism was the kind of proving ground for young writers, and the 19th century especially, I mean,
Walt Whitman,
Mark Twain, Bret Hart, I mean, all those guys.
Reporters.
William Dean Howells, they were all reporters who started as teenage boys in the press room setting type, you know, and they spent hours of every day setting type one letter at a time, and eventually somebody says, why don't you write something to fill that empty space? And, you know, over years of apprenticeship, you learn this craft, and it's only when you know, you reach an appropriate age that you start saying, well, I think I can take this craft and make it into an art. And to me, that background really served the writers of that period, and we're hoping to encourage the writers of this generation who still see that kind of writing as an appropriate workshop.
Ted Genoways, the editor at the award-winning Virginia Quarterly Review, incomparable magazine of literature and ideas. And so we've got a couple of minutes left. Tease us some more with some of the things we can look forward to in the new summer issue.
Well, having taken this vein, I'll also mention Dimitar Kenaroff. He's a Bulgarian poet who speaks God knows how many languages, and thankfully for us, English is one of them. And Dimitar is, he's got a piece in this issue that is on the Roma, who we usually think of as the gypsies in Bulgaria. And he takes us inside sort of the ultimate group of outsiders, the group thought of as the outcasts of all of Eastern Europe. And it's a remarkable portrait of what these ghettos within Bulgaria are like. And in Dimitar's usual way, the thing I love so much about his writing, he takes us not only to that place at the present moment in a in a visceral, lively way, but he also takes us all the way back to the beginning. And there's a brilliant section of this in which he goes all the way back to discussing the roots of how the Roma came to be discriminated against in the 9th century, and walks us through that history. It's a really remarkable performance on his part.
The new summer issue of the Virginia Quarterly Review, available in bookstores this week. Make sure you get out and pick up your copy. Ted, let's get you in later this summer. Maybe we can talk about more of the articles and essays in this issue. We'll do that in studio, perhaps.
That'd be great. I'd love it, Coy.
Look forward to it. Thank you. Ted Genoways of the Virginia Quarterly Review.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.